This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Four bystanders who were injured last summer when Denver police fired into a crowd are suing. They filed a civil rights lawsuit this week against the officer who shot them. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has the latest.
Bailey Alexander, Yakala Wildehewitt, Willis Small IV, and Mark Bess were all severely injured in Lodo by Officer Brandon Ramos's gunfire. Police were pursuing a suspect who they say pointed a gun at them when they fired their weapons. Lawyers for the plaintiffs have not specified how much money and damages they are seeking for their clients. They say right now they are mainly seeking police accountability and justice for the victims. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
A proposed change to rules about housing faces a critical committee vote this morning. Supporters have already had to water down the legislation to win more support, and it could see more changes today. Governor Polis wants to require cities to allow more density in some residential areas, but opponents say those decisions should stay with local governments. The governor has signed a bill giving Colorado farmers and ranchers the right to repair their own equipment. The law is the first of its kind in the country. RTD says excessive speed and fatigue caused a light rail derailment in Golden last month. An internal investigation determined that the W Line's operator likely fell asleep before the train left the tracks and crashed near the Jefferson County Government Center station. The station has been closed since the derailment. Officials are on the lookout for lingering effects of a sewage leak at Steamboat Ski Resort. A broken pipe in March released thousands of gallons of sewage at the ski area, which operates on national forest lands. Aaron Vuz is with the Forest Service.
We won't know the extent of impacts to the natural resources, a full picture of that, until the snow melt.
The Steamboat Pilot reports the leak was caused by roots blocking the sewage line. Crews installed a bypass, and they've cleared away contaminated snow and soil. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.